Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're talking about the Gardo's win last night. And I'm going to preface this by saying they got a text at about 6:15 today that Lima was saying that I had said last night's game was a must-win game. Now, that is not entirely what I said. I thought last night's game was really important. And so how about that? You know what? Instead of, I'm not going to set up my own clip. What we're going to do is we're going to play what Lima originally said on the morning show today, reacting to last night's Guardians win.
Yesterday, the afternoon show was talking about whether it was a must-win game. It is the best first 100-game start for the Guardians since 1999. And yet, I'm hearing people at the station, and I'm hearing people yesterday say it was a must-win game. And I'm just like, man, you guys realize there's a lot more games left.
And also, it's July
23rd. That was not a must-win game last night. They could have lost four in a row. The season doesn't end. I get that the players were relieved. That's awesome. As a fan, I'm not calling any of these must-win games.
Must-win games do not exist in July in baseball. They don't.
So, with that, here's what I actually said yesterday on the show. If they take the next three games, guys, we should all stand down. If they take two of the next three games, okay, you salvage this series. If you lose two of the next three games, or God forbid you get swept by Detroit, yeah, panic is probably right. Listen, we heard what Austin Hedges doesn't come out with a manifesto like he does last night if there isn't a little bit of concern in the Guardians clubhouse. Tonight is as close to a must-win game as it gets on July 23rd. So I'll have you weigh in on this. Dustin, was I misattributed? Was I taken out of context by the Slippery Wizard earlier today?
I think they always take you out of context, number one. So I don't really expect it to have a lot of context. Yeah. I think that, like a lot of listeners, and this is okay because they're humans.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what you want to hear sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, in fairness, I actually think Ken does a pretty good job of contextualizing what I was saying. Sometimes I think Lima just does it on purpose. What was the thing that we had him call in last week that I bitched at him about? It was something that we had him call it.
The Elijah Moore thing.
Yeah, and he said, it sounds like, which is Lima's code for, I'm not going to play the sound that actually might properly contextualize this. But I did not take this. I actually am more doing this because I thought this was really funny. So, on the morning show, they actually tracked down the sound of what I said yesterday because we do have that technology. And here was Lima's retort.
So the term must win was used by the host in question.
As close to a must-win as it gets. How do you feel about that?
I feel like it did sound like I took the quote out of context. However,
Have you done that before?
Never.
If you say it.
But you did use the term must and win, and you put them next to each other, and you mentioned it about a July baseball game, and you gave 1,000 reasons why it was a pretty important game. I mean, stop trying to buttress it up with anything else. It was a must win. You were thinking it was a must win. You just didn't want to say it.
You didn't want to go all the way there. You wanted to say, oh, it's pretty
ridiculous.
Close.
You know it's ridiculous.
I just want to give Anthony Lima proper credit for being the slippery wizard. He was confronted with what was actually said and then still didn't take full accountability for talking and taking things out of context. I think this should go in the Smithsonian. This is, honestly, Lima missed his calling. Lima should be a senator. I've heard there might be an opening for a higher position than that in the United States government. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. But this was textbook slippery wizarding. And I'll actually be honest with you. I think Danny and he, and I'm sorry, Danny, I got to call you out on this. I think they're espousing a cliche that nobody else agrees with. I think this is the only town in America where we've all talked ourselves into 162 games don't matter. And that there is no ebb and flow in a season that matters. And I think it is. Listen to WFAN in New York sometime.
That's not a fair comparison.
You mean another town that actually talks baseball in this country?
New York's an anomaly to every other city, man.
Boston does the same thing. Boston talks all the time. LA's a bad sports town.
It is a bad sports
town.
They
live and die with the Dodgers during the regular season.
I don't know about that.
Well, I do, because I've actually listened to The Beast out there. And they've had 75 different ones.
Yeah, but no, just because they talk about it doesn't mean anyone listens. No one listens to sports talk out there.
All right, any other towns you'd like to beat down?
No, I think if you list the top five markets in America, it's old school sports talk. That's what they do.
Well, but I bet you if in Milwaukee they live and die with the Brewers.
And they also like talk hockey on some of these stations.
Well, but I think that's the point. I think this, for some reason, we've all brainwashed each other that there aren't more important games. Listen, I think we've justified it by saying, well, at the end, you're not going to remember this specific game, which, by the way, is not always true. We actually do remember specific stretches of baseball, and we do remember crucial losses or incredible victories that jump-started things. So I just reject this idea that you can't have, and this is not even about last night. Like, it's finally time. Once you get past 20 games in a 162-game season, that's kind of when you should be dying. If you're winning at a ridiculous clip, and by the way, we saw this with the Cavs, 18-2 in 20 games. That's one quarter of the baseball season. So that means it's basically one-eighth of the baseball season that the Guardians have been struggling. So it's not actually to, and again, this is, I'm not saying this because Lima called me out for calling it a must win, even though that's not really what I said. But I think it's a perfect time to have this conversation. There absolutely are people that live and die, and I think it's a good sign. I think we've been comatose about the Guardians for a decade. And I think a lot of it had to do with how the team was run. And this is actually not going to be a Dolan's or a front office thing. I think this is a Tito thing. I think we trusted Tito to get the most out of a team. So if we said they were going to be a 90-win team and they were an 86-win team, well, there had to have been a good reason because Tito's a great manager. And I think Tito's own philosophy. I mean, Tito would lull you to sleep. And I'm not saying any of this personally. But I think Tito would lull you to sleep with, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Mm-hmm. And, we're going to take our time. We're going to get right. By the end of the season, we're going to be fine. And by the way, that's a valid style of leadership. But I think one of the things that has made this season so amazing is not just the fact that Stephen Vogt is antithetical. It's not just that the Guardians are 20 games above 500 and that they're tied once again for the best record in the American League. It's that every day you hear them, starting with Stephen Vogt, starting with Austin Hedges, starting with leadership, saying, no, we're going to treat every game like a playoff game. So do I think historically, we can get into the minutiae of stuff, but the cliche was true that, that's one game. Yeah, we'll get them tomorrow. I don't think that's the truth anymore.
I mean, you really think that other towns are reacting to these games like it's a football game?
Yeah, they break down the lineups in other towns. I've heard other.
Well, that's a tune out.
I think that's you.
Okay.
I think there are people who actually would like to talk about like the lineup and stuff.
Yeah, like 10 people.
You talk tennis. Who the hell are you?
I don't talk tennis on the radio.
Okay.
We have a segment about tennis. I may have 2 minutes here and there.
Okay. All right.
No, seriously. I mean, a full segment on tennis, that's happened a few times.
Okay. I believe you.
And I understand. No one cares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People actually do care about the Guardians in this town.
Okay.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think people care enough to go to the games. They watch the games. I don't think people are dying to talk about this baseball team.
I think this year is, and I think there is something about this team and the way they approach things that is different than the way it's gone. And I think because of that, I do think people are talking about them. I think the cliche or the rule of law that Lima is applying to last night's game or to really any stretch, I think has historically been accurate, but it's mostly been in Cleveland. There are plenty of towns in America that will, and listen, this is a sports talk is a NFL based, like the rise of this whole thing over the last 40 years is absolutely tied with the explosion of popularity of the NFL in America. No, you're not going to get any argument out of that. That being said, most baseball towns actually do talk baseball and actually do, like, there is nuance to the schedule. And we just haven't had to have nuance because Terry Francona himself was coming out and saying, yeah, it's just one game, we'll get back to it tomorrow, and by the end of the year, we're going to be confident. You actually have a team that is talking about this thing, talking about their season as if individual games do matter and stretches of games matter. I think that changes it should change the conversation. And I think if we're just falling back on old cliches, then we're not reacting to what the actual team in town is telling you. I think it does change from regime to regime. I think it does change. I'll be honest with you. I think if we didn't have a bunch of Ivy Leaguers, it might even look different. If we ever, I don't even know, do old baseball guys exist anymore? Is there anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Do we have John Hartz anymore? Do we have Doug Melvins anymore? Do we have Tom Greaves anymore?
Just
I don't think
naming
we do.
All the old managers.
Yeah, is Hank Peters, is he still kicking around? Gabe Paul,
Charlie Manuel,
Charlie, old Chucky Manuel. He's actually doing okay. He had some health issues, yeah, but I don't think he'll be donning a, Dusty a Baker. Uniform. Dusty's still around. He's retired.
Still wearing the rubber gloves?
But, no, I mean, I think we've gotten to a point where games do matter. And here's why. Last night, in a vacuum, would not have mattered without the 21 games that preceded it.
Dude, I mean, so is it panic time now?
No, that's actually the opposite of what I'm saying. I'm saying last night, that game allows you to breathe. But the beautiful thing about where the Guardians are, as we're living
and
done.
What do you mean it allows you to breathe?
Meaning you can wait to see what they do tonight. Okay, because here's the thing, you would have
panicked. So because they won last night, they're going to play looser tonight?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm
saying
is...
Well, you said they have room to breathe.
No, we have room to breathe.
Oh, the fans.
Yes.
Okay.
Because if they had lost last night, it would have been Meltdown City. You lost the best pitcher in baseball two nights ago, and you would have thought that you lost to Carlos Carrasco instead of you throwing Carlos Carrasco against one of the best pitchers in baseball. Last night...
I disagree, man. I think they lose that game last night. I think people are like, oh, it stinks. It's another game. We're still in first place.
You literally accused me yesterday of having Guardians-colored glasses on because I wasn't panicking yet.
Dude, I'm not sitting here saying that I'm those people.
People.
I mean, I don't know. They've lost how many of... They've lost 7 of the last 10, right?
The math sounds about right.
Roughly?
Yeah.
I think that's what I saw last time I looked at the standings.
Uh-huh.
It stinks. But it's not... They're still first place.
216-474-0092.
No one's going to call.
Well, in... Man, I just don't get that perspective. Like, so should we never throw out the number
no,
again?
No, I'm just busting your chops, to be honest with you. But
it's pretty funny.
I thought it was pretty funny,
pretty
too.
Pretty funny, yeah.
Thank you. You looked at me like you wanted to kill me, and then you laughed.
That's... Both things can be true.
It was unintentionally funny.
Is baseball boring, obsolete? Do you not care about the conversation?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.